Time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
This is Tamro with the radio news about radio waves. Sirius Favar in Ars Technica reports that House Bill 1328 just passed in North Dakota, requiring that police and sheriff's deputies get a warrant when deploying a drone for surveillance. But to get that civil liberty enacted into law, there was a trade-off. While the bill previously banned police use of any weapons by radio-controlled drones, now, quote, non-lethal weapons, unquote, weaponized drones would be allowed in the state. Tear gas from above or a barrage of beanbags, pellets, or a taser may be used with a radio-controlled drone now in North Dakota. Quote, I submitted it with a prohibition of any weapons, unquote, Representative Rick Becker said about his bill. Quote, the law enforcement lobby offered an amendment and said that if the amendments were added, they would not oppose. The committee accepted amendments, and I didn't fight them because I wanted the bill to pass, at least to require warrants. The law says that law enforcement can't use drones weaponized with lethal weapons, but in 2017, when I get back, I will introduce a bill to also include non-lethal, unquote. Kelsey D. Atherton in Popular Science reports that actually, drone use in North Dakota is governed by an Unmanned Aircraft Systems Research Compliance Committee. The group oversees all drone use by both the University of North Dakota and the Grand Forks County Sheriff's Department, and the Sheriff's Department does so under the umbrella of the University of North Dakota's drone exemption. This is Tom Rowe, reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.
That was your daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates. And this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.